Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. If you're listening again this week, welcome back. If you're here for the first time, I have one announcement. There will be no wand waving or silly incantations in this class, so buckle up. It's bound to be a crazy ride.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm going to keep using this intro until somebody tells me not to, but because I think it's hilarious. I don't know. It's I'm easily amused by it for some reason. So, yeah. And it's the only Harry Potter themed voice that I could find, which is very sad. Cause like, I think it would be funny to have like Helen Bonham Carter, also known as Bellatrix. Hey, I got her name right. Look at that. Doing a voice. I don't know. I just think it would be funny. So, but until then, I guess we're stuck with Alan Rickman, which is fine with me because I like his voice. It's cool. So I want to talk about something I touched on in my invalidation episode, which is something I've heard so many people say. And it breaks my heart. You can't be a real insert label here unless you go to a community event and unless you're part of your community. And I don't mean online either. To which I say that's complete bullshit. Some people, like myself, can't go to events and are also very socially awkward in front of people when it's just a phone and a microphone on the phone and a podcast. It's fine. Or when people are like on the phone, it's fine, but in front of people, not so much. I hate it. I don't know. I don't know why, but there it is. And also, when you live in the area in which I reside, there's not many events that are easy to get to. Plus, not being able to see also makes it hard because then, you know, how would you explain the fact that you want to go to, like, I don't know, Denny's for pancakes that you could easily make yourself at your house. It's hard. So that doesn't make me or anyone else who might be in the same situation less than, because we can't go to an event. That's why I started my journey into making my own little spaces online, because it's hard sometimes, and especially with COVID being what it was when I started this mess, it was really hard for people to get out and do things because of, you know, restrictions in certain areas and mask mandates and this, that, and the other thing. So I decided that I was going to try to mitigate this problem and make my own little places online, and it mostly has failed miserably. However, doesn't stop me from trying. So, because I'm stubborn like that. Anyway, I kind of figured that if I'm in a situation like this, I can't be alone here. I mean, there are kinky people everywhere. There are kinky people here, and there are certainly kinky people in Antarctica. And I am sure that, you know, Antarctica's probably not the greatest place to find events because, you know, it's cold and icy and yeesh. So I just wanted to tell people that just because you can't go or don't want to go, because there are those people who don't want to. I'm pointing at one of them right now in my head. He knows who he is. Anyway, just because you don't want to or can't or don't feel comfortable or whatever the case may be, go to events doesn't make you less than. You are still kinky, whether you're standing on the sidelines or the host of an event or a participant or somewhere in the middle. Doesn't matter. You're still valid. And this nonsense that says that you're not has got to go, because you are. Sure, I'm not saying that in-person events suck, because I've never been to one, so I don't know. I'd like to, but it's not priority number one right now, because I'm happy with my online spaces at the moment. Thank you very much. I just wish they were a little more active. Then I would be really happy. However, you can learn things in person that you probably cannot learn online. Sure, you could probably learn how to do shibari on somebody, or learn how to wield a flogger online, but it's one of those things that you should probably learn in person, with certain things like using a single tail whip on somebody, because I just don't think that learning it online is the safest thing to do. Especially like on, as much as I love TikTok, don't use that as a tool for learning your kinky desires and how to fulfill them, because even using a 3-minute long video is not enough time to teach somebody how to kink safely. You can talk about it, but I don't think that learning how to do a thing online is the safest thing. Because there's certain movements that you need to know how to do when you're vlogging someone. Also, you have to take into consideration that some people might not have usable vision. Therefore, learning how to safely use wax on someone if you don't have usable vision is probably not a good idea to learn online, because again, no usable vision, you can't see what's going on. Sure, people might be able to tell you what's going on, but I don't like that idea. So there's good and bad to not doing an in-person thing. And either way, either one you decide to do is, you know, not, should not make you not a member of your community. If you want to sit there and be on Zoom all day with your kinky pals, be my guest. If you want to sit in an actual room at a class learning how to tie rope safely, be my guest. If you don't want to do any of those things, be my guest. You're still valid, honey. You are. And either way is fine. This has been a PSA for me to you, to tell you that it's fine to do you, boo. And I don't mean that as a fuck you either. I mean that as literally do whatever makes you happy. So, Yeah. Why did I decide to come up with this topic? Well, because I saw a couple videos on Kink Talk last week about it and how people were saying apparently that it makes you less of a member of your community if you don't get out and do the things in person. It doesn't. And that's what people were saying. Most people. There probably were people that I just didn't see that were saying that it doesn't, but most people were saying that it does make you valid, even if you're just kinking it up in your house on a Saturday night with your significant other. Doesn't matter. And previous conversations that I've had with people that were my friends also kind of got me thinking about it, and also prompted me to say my opinions, because that's all I got. I just wanted to say that. I probably could have said this in like 60 seconds and put it on TikTok and was done with it, but we all know I can't do anything in 60 seconds. So this is a short little blurb. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it made those of you who are in the situation feel better about your standings in the BDSM community. If you have thoughts or comments, or you think I'm freaking batshit crazy, you can send in a voice message at anchor.fm/subheart, or clicking the link if you see it on like WordPress or Spotify or whatever. You can also follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at the same handle, which I thought it was just Luna the Kitten, but it's not. You can also join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can join my all-purpose kink Discord thingy and discuss it over there after you verify yourself, which is pretty simple. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and until next time, stay safe, be a positive member of your BDSM community in whatever way that means for you. Stay kinky, and let's keep filling the world with hearts. Bye, guys!